Imagine a police officer being able to search your location history, app usage, and online behavior across the entire United States, all without a warrant, just to see if you look suspicious. The Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution protects Americans from unreasonable searches and seizures. It requires that warrants be issued only upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and that any warrant must particularly describe the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. That means the government is supposed to already have some evidence a specific person committed a specific crime before it seeks a warrant to look for additional evidence. This protects Americans from overly broad searches that can make suspects out of innocent people, thereby dragging them into a potentially expensive, time-consuming, and reputationally damaging legal situation where they are forced to prove their innocence. In this video, we are going to examine how modern technology is undermining the centuries-old constitutional protection and what it means for hundreds of millions of innocent people across the United States. I am Dr. John Padfield, an engineer, former state legislator, and business professor, and this is Business Reform, where business, technology, and society intersect. Last November, Ben Jordan released a video about Flock's automated license plate reader cameras. I did not coordinate with Ben, but his video went live just a few hours after I released my own video about Flock. Shortly after that, I was contacted by Josh Michael, one of the security researchers who worked with Ben. Josh remained anonymous in Ben's video, but he gave me permission to use his name and show his face in an interview I recorded with him. Josh volunteered to do that interview because he wanted to share his findings and analysis related to Flock Nova, Flock's AI platform for law enforcement that uses the tagline, "Search once, see everything." As I have said in other videos, do not let the name Flock Safety fool you. Their 2022 U.S. patent is for a dynamic surveillance network, not a dynamic safety network. Before I go any further, I want to be very clear about my role here. I am not a security researcher. I have never attempted to access any internal systems at Flock Safety, and I am not demonstrating or explaining how anyone might be able to do so. What I'm sharing today is an analysis of a written statement made by the CEO of Flock and claims, emails, and screenshots provided to me by a third-party researcher that I cannot independently verify. This video is about transparency and claims made by a security researcher regarding what Flock Nova does. On December 8, 2025, Flock CEO Garrett Langley wrote in an email to a Virginia police chief, quote, "Flock has never been hacked, period, ever, period. As always, links to all of my sources, including that email, are included in the description of this video." Even if Garrett Langley's statement is technically accurate, it may omit material context that reasonable people would consider important. To illustrate my point, it would be technically accurate to say, on April 10, 1912, the RMS Titanic set sail from Southampton, England, and a week later, 500 passengers arrived safely in New York. While technically accurate, that statement leaves out a few minor details. My two-hour interview with Josh Michael occurred on December 3, 2025, 5 days before Garrett Langley stated Flock has never been hacked, ever. I therefore conclude none of the information Josh shared with me is the result of a hack, because Flock had never been hacked as of the time of our recording. Josh Michael gave me this disclaimer, and you can pause the video and read it in its entirety. The TLDR is his analysis is based on publicly available documents, websites, marketing materials, etc. This content is not affiliated with, sponsored by, or endorsed by Flock Safety. And he further states his analysis does not assert or imply wrongdoing or unlawful behavior. Finally, his statements are not meant as definitive because of contradictions on Flock's website. Josh Michael forwarded several email exchanges to me that he had with employees at Flock Safety going all the way back to June of 2025. In this one, dated June 23rd, the product security director at Flock thanked Josh for reporting a security vulnerability and told Josh they were sending him an invitation to join HackerOne, a Flock program that pays security researchers for finding vulnerabilities. Josh responded and sought clarification that if he joined the HackerOne program, he would forfeit the right to publicly disclose his findings. Flock's product security director confirmed that by joining the program, Josh would forfeit the right to publicly disclose his findings. Josh then replied, quote, "Thank you for the opportunity to join the HackerOne program. However, after reviewing the associated program guidelines, I respectfully decline your invitation. I believe that advancements in cybersecurity are best achieved through public awareness and collaborative disclosure rather than through non-disclosure agreements." Josh told me he declined the compensation offered to him by Flock because he wanted to preserve the right to disclose his findings if he felt it necessary to ensure the security vulnerabilities he discovered were properly addressed. Josh shared with me his concern that because there are so many Flock cameras near U.S. military bases, if a hostile nation gained access to Flock's network, it could create a significant national security threat. This concern seemed reasonable to me because in 2014, the New York Times reported a foreign nation had hacked the U.S. government computers at the Office of Personnel Management. A 2015 follow-up story on NextGov stated, quote, "Hackers were able to make off with data on millions of current and former federal employees. And those millions of federal employees included members of our armed forces." Imagine if a hostile country knew the license plate numbers of vehicles driven by members of U.S. Special Forces. Then they noticed none of the members of a certain Special Forces unit had been seen driving anywhere in the past 24 hours. Would it be reasonable for that hostile country to conclude the unit had just been deployed? Would it be reasonable for them to assume the families of those service members were now home alone? Josh provided me with copies of many more email exchanges from July through November 2025 that I will not show because they go into detail about other security vulnerabilities he found and shared free of charge with Flock Safety. The remainder of this video will focus on Josh's claims about Flock Nova. I am intentionally cropping and/or blurring many details on the screenshots Josh shared with me. I cannot independently verify how this material was obtained, but according to Flock's CEO, it was not the result of a hack. To keep this video relatively short, I am summarizing my conversation with Josh rather than playing the actual recorded video. According to Josh, this screenshot allegedly shows the inner workings of the Flock Nova demo. The red box I added shows the different screens in Flock Nova, starting with the login screen. Under New Search, it appears an officer using Flock Nova has numerous options regarding what and how they want to search, including map data, arrest searches, body-worn camera searches, and vehicle searches. But I want to zoom in on one called, quote, "New Dark Document Search." What is a dark document search? According to Josh, it appears this feature allows searching for references associated with credit card numbers, crypto wallets, Discord accounts, email addresses, IP addresses, social security numbers, or Telegram accounts. According to Josh, this page, which I have heavily redacted, returns data from an advertising ID. This screenshot appears to confirm the advertising ID in question is a reference to the mobile advertising ID, also known as MAID. MAID is a unique user identifier assigned to a mobile device that allows advertisers and other third parties to, quote, track the user's movements, habits, and usage of apps. At any given time, the mobile advertising ID can be used to associate a device with the apps it uses, in-app activity such as game progression, and the ads a user views or clicks. It can also be used to infer a device's physical location, and, when linked with brokered data sets, can be associated with a person's internet browsing history. Over time, mobile advertising ID can infer things about the user, such as their interests and preferences, behavioral patterns such as their daily routines, etc. MAID data does not directly identify a person, but it is easy for artificial intelligence to de-anonymize MAID data by looking at the user's life over time and seeing where they sleep at night, where they spend 40 hours per week. In other words, this isn't about a single data point. It's about reconstructing someone's life. Josh claims this screenshot demonstrates Flock Nova's ability to count a person's visits to certain adult websites and provide that information to an officer running a search. If this is accurate, it may represent capabilities beyond what some communities believe they are approving. this isn't about morality. It's about who gets to decide what information is relevant to an investigation. In all fairness, the names of some of these websites suggest they may be more related to escort services than general adult image and video websites. But I am not about to do any research on this topic to find out for sure. And yes, I redacted some of the words on that screenshot to make the image more friendly to the YouTube algorithm. Our interview lasted for 2 hours, and I have a lot more information to put into another video about how all Flock license plate reader cameras are being upgraded into video cameras, and a detailed analysis of Flock's 2022 patent for a dynamic surveillance network. But I want to wrap up this video by looking at and commenting on one more screenshot of Flock Nova. Josh claims this screenshot shows the default search parameters are set to the center of the continental United States with a search radius of 1,500 miles, which means by default, Flock Nova will search from sea to shining sea. Josh also claims the reason for the search will auto-populate to, quote, Nova investigation. If Flock disputes these capabilities, I welcome their evidence-based clarification. Everything Josh shared with me that I included in this video comes from the Flock Nova demo, and I do not know if every feature in the demo exists in the version currently in use by law enforcement. Assuming everything Josh explained to me about the Flock Nova demo is accurate, here are my problems with this AI-powered Search Once, See Everything platform. First, this system does not require a warrant for police officers to dig into what the Supreme Court once called the intimacies of life. Location history, browsing history, app usage, etc. can reveal extremely sensitive aspects of a person's life. It feels like a digital strip search just to make sure that a person isn't doing anything illegal. Second, if law enforcement had to obtain a warrant, they would have to provide probable cause and particularly describe what they are searching for. If Flock Nova works the way Josh described, it turns the entire concept of due process on its head. The police get to, quote, see everything, then determine if a person did anything suspicious. Third is the potential for misuse and abuse. I am not saying all cops are bad, far from it. But it is disingenuous for anyone to claim there are no bad cops. Let's look at the most recent example in a story updated just yesterday. Can someone please explain to me how 2,547 drivers in Tennessee have been arrested for driving under the influence, even though their blood tests came back negative for alcohol and drugs? We aren't talking about someone being wrongfully arrested for DUI because their blood alcohol content was slightly below the legal limit. We are talking about people who had a blood alcohol content of 0.00. Is this the result of police officers faithfully performing their duties and serving the public, or police officers who, as two former state troopers claim, ruin people's lives because they were pressured into arresting innocent people to meet departmental DUI quotas? The accusations of DUI quotas are supported by investigative reporting by multiple news outlets across Tennessee and by court filings. By the way, somebody please remind those 2,547 innocent, sober drivers, if you aren't doing anything wrong, you have nothing to worry about. Well, those were just Tennessee state troopers. At least the FBI isn't involved in doing anything shady like misusing intelligence databases 278,000 times. Oh, wait, that is exactly what a Department of Justice Inspector General's report said the FBI did. Well, at least Flock cameras have never been misused by law enforcement. Except for the Georgia police chief who was arrested for using Flock cameras for stalking and harassment. And the now former Eccles County Sheriff Office Secretary, who has been charged with 8 counts of misuse of license plate data and 1 count of stalking. And the Sandy Springs police officer who was terminated after allegedly using Flock cameras for personal gain. At least he wasn't stalking anyone. He was allegedly using his access to Flock cameras to assist people engaged in corporate espionage. Then there was the Florida police officer who was arrested for using a license plate reader to stalk a woman. And Florida police officer Cody Hall, who was arrested for conducting over 200 unauthorized Flock searches to, quote, stalk a fellow female officer and her husband. And these are just the cases that we know about because someone got arrested. Why wasn't Officer Cody Hall arrested after the first 50, 100, or 150 unauthorized searches he ran on fellow officers? Why did he get away with it 200 times before he got caught? I realize these cases do not represent most officers. They represent what happens when policy safeguards fail. My fourth objection is not unique to Flock. It also applies to Fog, Data Science, Palantir, and literally dozens, if not hundreds, of other companies. The lack of public debate and public consent to all the surveillance technology being deployed across the United States. Thomas Jefferson wrote in the Declaration of Independence, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed." In 1776, 56 brave souls pledged their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor by signing the Declaration of Independence. Just 11 years later, in 1787, 55 delegates from 12 states spent 4 months debating the details of our Constitution to help protect the freedom and rights so many had fought and died for. I sometimes wonder what they would say if they could see us now. Most of the surveillance technology being deployed around the United States today is being done without the informed consent or even the knowledge of the American public. I am proud to be one of the growing number of voices speaking up in opposition to the increasingly Orwellian surveillance state. The question is, will our voices be heard or suppressed? Whether you agree with me or not, this is the debate we should be having, publicly. I will close this video with the words of President Harry S. Truman, who said on August 8, 1950, "Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the opposition, it has only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear." If you enjoyed this video, I invite you to join me for Office Hours, my unscripted live stream every first and third Monday of the month. These are the tentative release dates for my next 9 videos, so if they are of interest to you, please subscribe and turn on all notifications. My Brushfires of Freedom tour will be stopping in Fort Lauderdale, Florida in mid-February, and I will be holding a series of live events in Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama during spring break at my university. Visit brushfirestour.com for details. I have specifically listed my 4 biggest objections to the surveillance technology that is being deployed by companies such as Flock, Palantir, Fog Data Science, and many other companies. What are your biggest objections? If you are one of the people that support all of this surveillance technology, I would seriously like to hear from you too. Do you see this technology as a net positive for society? I can't wait to read your comments.